welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you, whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. September is Sexual Health Awareness Month. In keeping with that theme, today we're talking about the opposite of a condom, that is, contraception and protection. This topic may not be suited for some listeners. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm Lita.
I'm Ron.
And I'm Jean Marie.
Collectively, we're the hosts of Podcast DX.
On today's show, we will be talking about a consumer product. This podcast is neither an advertisement nor is it an endorsement for said product. Please do your own research before making any purchases.
We'll be speaking with Lisa Kinsella. Lisa is the founder of Louie. Okay, which stands for Let Us Wear It. Louie, you can see what time era I was from, right? Louie is the opposite of a condom, and it's made for women. Lisa started Louie to solve her own problem after beating breast cancer. Aww. She was unable to take hormones and needed hormone-free birth control. She is a mom of two and used her personal experiences and professional sales and marketing experiences to create a solution that women and men love, and she and her team are bringing it to market.
Great.
It's available in Europe today, and it's coming to the U.S. in 2019. Welcome to the show, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello. Thank you. Happy to be here.
And I will say, up until now, the only Louis I knew was the hitman that lived across the street.
Okay, we're not going to talk about him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes. Sorry.
Okay, Lisa. I know we're here to talk about Louis, or Let Us Wear It, and it's the opposite of a condom. But my first question is, are you any relation, or are you at all related to Sophie Kinsella, the author of the Shopaholic series?
Of course. No, I'm not. I wish.
Okay.
You know, when I was much younger, everyone wanted to know how to spell my last name. They couldn't figure out that it started with a K, and they didn't know anybody with that last name. And now today, there are so many Kinsellas, and of course, Sophie Kinsella has done a good job of helping everybody know how to spell that name. I haven't read her new book. I like it. It says, the title, I think, If You Love Me, Surprise Me.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. I think that's very apropos for Louie,
sure.
Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's you perfect. Know? Love it.
Right.
You guys will have to work on a tie-in.
Love to.
Yes,
can you
right. Right. Well, Lisa, I've got a little bit about your medical history, the challenges that you faced, and what led you to creating the Louie, the opposite of a condom. Could you tell our listeners on why you decided to create this product? Because they have not followed your background here.
Yes, absolutely. So a few years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and right after that, I filed for divorce. So, you know, when you have a diagnosis like that, you all of a sudden look at your life and think, wait a minute, this isn't my beautiful life. I've got to make my beautiful life now. And so I went through a massive reorganization and went through a lot of changes. And so after I had beaten breast cancer and survived divorce, I was thinking about dating.
Okay.
And then I can credit my young son with the aha moment that led to Louie.
Why is that?
I was looking online for some hormone-free birth control options. You know, I can't take the pill. That's kind
right.
of like food for the kind of cancer I had.
Right.
And as I was researching, I saw that STD rates were shockingly high.
Right.
And it's, you know, 1 in 3, according to the CDC, and it's not getting any better. And you know, the only option for that was to rely on someone else to use a condom.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, okay, well, maybe I can keep researching here. But to back up a bit, during that time, I was working for a company in Chicago that was a large business process outsourcing company. And my role was to help clients determine what best to outsource for greater efficiency, for better outcomes.
Sure.
And so, you know, I was doing that during the day and then researching at night. And to one time I came home from work and my son was really busy with his dinosaurs, and we had a wonderful babysitter at the time, and he, my kids loved her. We all loved her. And he said, "Oh, Christina, can you give mommy a hug for me?" He was mm-hmm. just so busy across the room. And I laughed. Yeah. And I laughed and I said, "Hey, mister, you come give your mommy a hug yourself." And I said, "You know, some things are far too important to outsource."
Oh, and, great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes, I see.
Yeah.
So, you know, in that moment, it just, everything kind of became very clear to me. I wanted to be in charge of my health. I mean, I had been through so much, and outsourcing that to someone else, you know, my protection and my birth control, that just didn't seem right. And, you know, I mean, condoms are the only thing one can use, and you have to rely on somebody else, and they're all predicated on the male physiology. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I thought, let me ask my friends, am I the only one that wants to be in charge of my health because of, you know, what I had gone through with breast cancer and all of that? And my friends and family, it was unanimous. They all said, yeah, we need to have something. And so that's really where it all came from. You know, this desire to not have to rely on someone else, not have to outsource my own body's protection, and to be able to provide something that gives women the power and the agency to keep themselves healthy.
Okay.
Right. Your journey sounds incredible, Lisa. The resilience you've shown and your business acumen, they're very impressive. You are a great example for other people.
Yeah.
I understand that you have built a team of women. How have they impacted you and Louie?
Oh, yes. Well, I, you know, when you surround yourself with smart women, a lot can happen, right? And we've steadily grown, and I've been so lucky to have been introduced to so many amazing women along this journey. And I think one of the positives of this growing slowly in the beginning and taking longer than I ever thought is that I've had this tremendous ability to really grow and develop relationships with partners and women over time. And I think that this team today, it's just an amazing group. And, you know, relationships are kind of like parts of a tree. Sometimes maybe they're like a leaf and they stay for a season. And sometimes maybe they're like a branch and they stay for a few seasons. And sometimes they begin to grow roots with you. And I think that's the group that we have today. And, you know, we have this complementary mix of retail sales and large distribution knowledge and media savvy and marketing expertise. And at the end of the day, we're all, another one is a cancer survivor too. And at the end of the day, we're all coming together, complementing each other with this just amazing energy. And we're all on this mission to grow awareness, to help others know about Louie and to connect Louie to experts like you and influencers who need to know that this product exists, because when people are aware of Louie, they love it. So our goal is for every woman to know that Louie is available. And the only way I know how to do that is to surround myself with this incredible team of smart, driven women.
It sounds like a wonderful way to do things. Absolutely. And Lisa, women might use birth control pills or IUDs to prevent pregnancy, but those things don't protect you or your partner from STDs or STIs. And Louie is the opposite of a condom. It's a game changer, because in that a woman now has the option to purchase it, insert it in advance, and protect herself. And it sounds like a wonderful alternative to the other contraceptive and prophylactic devices on the market.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, it's a basic human right to have access to equal health products. And yet, if you go to Walgreens or CVS or any retail in Europe, you walk down the aisle, it's just hundreds of different brands of condoms.
Right.
Obviously, all made for a male anatomy. And, you know, we're raising this generation of women to expect equality at home and at school and, of course, at work. And so we just believe that health-wise, it should be equal, too. And
sure.
So Louis is an option that just makes sense. It's just, it's time, you know?
Why is the use of a prophylactic device so important?
Well,
oh, as compared to, right, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it has really changed. I think a few years ago, 90s, the rates of infection, sexually transmitted infection rates were 1 in 62 among heterosexuals. And so, you know, 1 in 62, that was still a concern. But today, it's 1 in 3.
Whoa.
1 in 3 of those will contract an STI by the age of 25. And so these infection rates are just exponential, and it's
yes.
not getting any better. And so we know that we've got to do something about it. I mean, I think there are a lot of trends that are increasing the risk factor for women. You know, women are delaying marriage longer.
Sure.
Many infections are now antibiotic resistant. Also, a lot of infections are asymptomatic. Prevention is really key. These infections also have a real impact on fertility, and
right.
about 20% become infertile because of STI and STDs. So, yeah, I mean, according to the American Sexual Health Association, 1 in 3 right now under 25, and
okay.
it's not getting any better.
Mm-hmm.
So we realize that, you know, women are more susceptible, and obviously being in a position to have to rely on someone else for their body's protection hasn't set us up for success.
Okay.
And,
right.
you know, when we just think about when we, every single one of us, when we get into our car, we buckle our own seatbelts. We don't
mm-hmm.
ask someone else to buckle our seatbelt for us. And, you know, I don't know what the crash rates are, but I would imagine, you know, 1 in 500, 1 in 1,000. I don't
right.
know, but
right.
but we buckle our own seatbelts all the time. And you know, the rates of the risk rates and the rates of infection for this are so much higher. So it's just women want the power and the agency to be healthy, to keep themselves healthy, and that's why we exist.
That's
right.
Wonderful.
That's yes.
Yeah.
Louis, the opposite of a condom, sounds like a good option for parents to encourage their children, offspring, to practice safe sex, right?
Yeah.
No way. Not until they're at least 40.
Well, I think 60.
Oh, you guys. Jack. What are we going to do with these two?
Yeah, what huh? age should we work
yeah,
on?
Yeah. Oh, brother.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is hard. I think I used to coach soccer. I coached boys and girls for 7 years. I was a volunteer. I played college soccer, and it was a lot easier for me to look at the team I was coaching, those kids, and
mm-hmm.
think about how I could help them instead of look at my own kids, you
oh,
know?
Sure.
So
oh, you're,
totally
right,
understand.
You're right.
Well,
right.
yeah, Ron just
yeah.
Dropped off his eldest at college, and I don't know, was there any like care package involved?
There was a lot of conversation.
Okay. All right. So maybe
no
conversation. Yeah. Okay.
Well, now you know. You could order a package
yeah.
of Louis and
yeah.
send it to her dorm room.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, our goal is for Louis to be available at, you know, everywhere. Like, for example, the Bed Bath & Beyond when you go pick out, you know, new bedding and things like that. I mean,
right.
everywhere. We want to make it so easy to try and to know where it is.
Oh, sure.
We
were
the more options they have. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to say, we were talking about it yesterday, saying how we'd like to have them at retirement homes because of the increased rate in STIs amongst those living in retirement communities. And it's a great
oh,
alternative.
Yeah.
And it may be for a generation where perhaps condoms weren't de rigueur and you want something and you want to be prepared in advance. And I think it's
mm-hmm.
a fantastic idea.
Absolutely. Yeah. Being able to put it in 8 hours before you need it. I mean, that is a tremendous benefit. I mean, we all know that a condom has to be put on at a certain moment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that requires this level of, you know, intimacy, interruption, and that's asking a lot, I think, for some. I mean, even the most empowered women, even the most personally mature, and that's still a difficult moment. Right. And so being able to provide an alternative to that that is easy to use and that also feels better, we think that, you know, that's what's going to set everybody up for success. And that's where we can have a real impact and change the trend of sure. these infections and how it impacts others.
Right.
Well, the reality is people are going to be having sex. So mm-hmm. if it's part of the sex ed discussion, it's just more opportunity for people to stay safe.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. More information, the better. More options. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with Peggy Ornstein. She is an author. She's fabulous. She wrote Girls and Sex and Cinderella Ate My Daughter and Don't Call Me a Princess. Okay. I think, yeah, all really, really neat books and more kind of like documentaries that read like novels, I think. And she's really trying to communicate, help young people know how to connect with what feels good to them and then how to be able to communicate that. And she has learned through her documentary work that, you know, antiquated mm-hmm. gender roles can become a default in an intimate situation with the absence of information. And so, you know, she's working hard to help to change that. There's another woman, Karis Dennison. She's a teen self-advocate who I follow. I really, really like her. She's a speaker and educator, and she helps, teens role play and young adults role play so they know how it feels to self-advocate in an intimate situation so that we can help set them up for success. I mean, we all role play, say no if someone offers you candy, you know, at Halloween or whatever. And so this is just another level of role play that can help when they're maturing. I mean, you know, sex is just a part of growing and maturing, and we just want to be able to help them make better decisions. And, you know, Louie's mission is to provide that option that enables women to feel personally powerful and in charge of their own body health. And we don't want them to be forced into that role of having to rely on the behavior of another for their well-being. We want them to be the, you know, the pilot of their plane. And so, yeah, I follow lots of women like that because they're providing more information and more education. And, you know, that's the way forward for all of us.
Lisa, I don't think we were going to discuss this. We hadn't talked about discussing it, but I'd like to ask a question. Because it is an internal device rather than an external condom, is this something that the LGBTQ community could use as well?
Absolutely. We've kind of fell into that. And yes, we have gotten a lot of response from that community saying, hey, this is great. We really like this. And, you know, we've also learned the latex is a product that a lot of people are allergic to and and they have reactions to.
Right.
And so Louis is latex free. So it's not made of that.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Wow. And it's thinner too. And it doesn't have a scent. You know, latex has a very distinct scent.
Yeah, yeah.
So we've heard from those different market segments that, hey, you know, those customers really like it. And we think, okay, wow, this is good. So we're trying to get the word out to that community too. And it's
we may have one of those empowering women that can help you along the way. We're going to have to send this episode off to her.
Yeah.
Another
contact. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. When we've been discussing this upcoming episode with friends and family members, and my mom keeps saying the female condom. And I said, no, mom, Louis is just, it's an internal condom.
Right.
Because, you know, anyone could use it, and it's great for everybody to know about this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. It does, you know, because of this material, because it's latex free, it and it transfers the body's heat. So it uses the body's heat to warm up and then forms this lining on the inside, whether it's vaginally or anally. And that just creates a nearly undetectable sensation. And that's what you want, right? That's the whole goal. We want smart sex.
Right. Absolutely.
Lisa, earlier you mentioned that the Louis can be worn up to 8 hours prior to intimacy. 8 hours is a long time. Is there any pain or discomfort wearing it so long?
No, it does not feel bad at all. In fact, you after a few minutes, you don't even notice it's there. You kind of forget. It's ultra thin, about half the thickness of a latex condom. So it just really is very different. And it's tapered. And so there is a bit that is outside that is against the outer skin. And so if you do have to go to the bathroom, you need to push that aside. But that's very easy to do. You know, most women are used to that kind of activity with tampons and so forth. But the feeling is really, it's very comfortable. And most people forget that it's there. You know, there also is a product that a lot of women use for contraception. It's called NuvaRing, and it is inserted similarly to like Louis. And so we think that because some people are accustomed to that, the insertion is very similar with Louis, and it's very easy, and you don't even notice it's there. Now, we have, though, that removing that inner ring that is kind of the anchor against the cervix to keep it in place, that can be removed if one is going to use it vaginally or if we use it with a vibrator.
Okay.
And so, yeah.
Oh, so you can even, that's wonderful. Okay. Wow.
So
you guys have really taken everything into consideration.
Right, yeah. Right. Where could we purchase a Louis?
Well, we are coming soon to the U.S. Right now, we are available in Europe. And we're hoping middle 2019. So
great.
That's what we're looking at.
So for right now, we now know what to get in our duty free when we're overseas.
Right. You have to plan a trip to Europe. That's okay, though, right?
I mean, hey, if we have to. It's for the health and safety of our friends and family.
Exactly.
I'm willing to sacrifice.
What about Amazon? Is it something available?
Well, I'm guessing in 2019?
Amazon in the UK. We were on Amazon in the UK, and now we're just on our website, and we have other retailers that we're working through. And actually, we're just launching soon with our Italian partner, which is really, really neat. Yeah, PureAeros.com. They're really, really awesome partner.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's moving along. It's exciting. We'll be in the U.S. soon, though.
Awesome. I have two questions. Can you wear the Louis condom or not condom when you're on your period, on your menses? And what's next after, like, what's the next big push for distributing and getting this product out to everybody?
So absolutely. People have shared on light days during their period that Louis is great and it makes things much less messy. So we like to hear that. We also have some folks, I don't know if you're familiar with the product, it's called Flex. It is a really neat product. It is a tampon replacement, and it's something that is very different. It's not cotton like a tampon. Okay. And that is something that you use on heavier days during your period, and that can be used with Louis.
Oh, awesome.
So, yeah, it is, I mean, you know, it takes a little practice, I think. The first time, may want to,
Well, with the tampon as well, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Your first time using a tampon might be a little different, yeah.
Of course.
Okay.
But lots of people have Facebook messengered us and shared with us on private message in Instagram that it's a really neat combination. So, yeah, we're very excited to know that. We are raising funds right now to scale our distribution. And so the faster that happens, the sooner we'll be available here. And yeah, it's really exciting, but we're growing and it's exciting and fun and we just can't wait. People here keep asking for Louis and we want to keep, we'll be here soon. So just, be patient with us.
Okay.
Great. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners before we wrap up this episode?
Well, we have met a really neat woman named Karen Kahn who runs I Fund Women. Have you heard of I Fund Women?
A crowdfunding platform? No, but I think I'll use that.
Yeah.
She's really a dynamo. And so we are thinking about doing a campaign. When we know exactly when we'll be available and we'll hit shelves in the U.S., we thought, well, maybe it will make sense to run a campaign to let everybody know and, you know, do some merchandise and do some fun things that can help us grow awareness. Sure. So keep an eye out for that. I think it will make it really fun.
Great. Super.
Lisa, thank you so much for your time and so much for sharing your story with us. I do have a feeling that pretty soon we will be seeing a Louis everywhere.
Absolutely. Yep. You know what? I'm really excited about getting some for the seniors in the area. I mean, I hate to keep saying it, but I mean, for millennials and seniors, everyone in all of our friends and family, just look out because, they're coming your way soon.
I can see that my mother is going to be so happy that I started the podcast.
Yes.
And they know the song, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you, Lisa.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure
to speak with you.
Thank you all. And bye-bye.
If our listeners have any questions or comments related to today's show, they can contact us at podcastdx@yahoo.com, through our website, podcastdx.com, on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, or Instagram.
And if you have a moment to spare, please give us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcast.
Please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regime. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on this podcast.
Until next time.
Thank you much. Bye-bye.